Bishus Marenu Rabbeinu Rabbi Weinberger Le'ili Nishmas of Kleinim's Kamish Ben Reveli Melech Maestris Perk Aleph Mishnah Aleph Klal Amru B'Maestris. There's a klal they said by Maestris. Maestris refers to, according to the Mepharshim, all Maestris, not just Maeser, but also Truma, Maeser, Maeser Rishon, Maeser Sheni. All these things are called or enkoiled b'shem Maestris, and we've brought this up in the past. It's everything. Koshu Ochel, anything that's a food. And the Rav says this comes to exclude stis, or other plants like that, that are only eaten al yidei adchak. Only in dire straits will one eat those types of foods, those vegetables. So those are not chayv in maisers. However, we've just had at the end of Trumas, we know by Tilson and Karshinin, which is a Michael Behema, but still yet you were chayv in maisers if it's fitting al yidei adchak. So we do find in also Tilson that it's not normally eaten, but it could be eaten al yidei adchak. So there is a chayv of at least Trumas, and Trumas is obviously part of maisers. So there's a chayv of maisers by these things as well. So the Teretz says, the Mishnah Shani brings this up, and he says you have to be mechalak that sometimes either maybe they're more choshev, meaning the ones that we said in the end of Trumas are more choshev, like fenugreek and things like that. Since it's more choshev, maybe you're chayv in maisers. But by these, by stis, it's not. And maybe also the way that you would eat them, that stis is really not a food at all. And only adei et chak, but it's not really called a food. Mashenkin, the other ones, karshinin and tilson, are actually foods that just people don't normally eat them, unless it's adei et chak. So the next case is v'nishmar, and has to be watched, which means it has to be owned. It can't be hefker. Now, the source of hefker the Rav brings down is from the pasuk aser ta'aser es kol tfu'as zar echa. Tfu'as zar echa. So it's yours. Zar echa means it's your planted tfu'ah. Just to point out, Taisi Santa brings that we've had a different reason that hefker is potter from Isis, because it said uva a levi ke'en lu chelik v'nachla imach. So it's dafka something that a levi doesn't have a chelik to you, because you own a portion of Eretz Yisrael, and the levi doesn't, and that's what you chayv to give him maisers for. Mashenkin hefker, a levi has shaychas to hefker, so you're potter from maiser. That's what we brought earlier, that's what the Rav brings in Shvius. And we also brought it in the beginning of Zoram as well, in Pei and Demai, I believe, one of them. So you see, we have a different source on why Hefker is potter from Maisers. The Mishnah Shana says you actually need both Psukim, and we can look in the Mishnah Shana in the beginning of the ninth parak of Shvius. There he explains why you need both Psukim. So the next case is Vigidulav Min Haaretz. So the next criteria is Vigidulav Min Haaretz. It has to grow from the ground. It's coming to my things that just grow from the air, like funguses, like mushrooms that just grow out of the air. They may attach themselves onto a plant, but they don't grow from the ground. So all these are chayiv b'maisus. These are the criteria that you need to be chayiv in maisus. Va'od klal achar amru. And they also said another klal. Kol shetchilasu oichol v'soifu oichol. Anything that it's in the beginning stages of food right away, right when it grows. So the food that applies to is vegetables. Vegetables, even a few days, one can eat vegetables. They become food right away. V'soifu oichol. And in the end, it's a food. That's most foods at the end, after they're finished growing their foods. Even though he's going to watch it, which means he's going to leave it in the ground even after it grows, that it should continue to grow more and produce more fruit and vegetables. Chayev cotton v'godol. They're chayev to eat whether they're small and large, like the Rav explains, because they're fitting to eat whether they're large or small. Now, we speak about vegetables here. It's important to note, and we brought this up earlier, everybody agrees that dagon tirsh v'yitzer, grains, wine, olive oil, those are all minat Torah. The shaila is, what about everything else? Other fruits and vegetables. So most Rishonim hold that all other fruits and vegetables are mostly midirabbanan. Midiraisa, it's only those that we just mentioned. However, the Rambam holds that the ones that are mentioned in the Torah, dagon tirsh v'yitzer, grains, wine, and oil, that was just an example, but it's really anything that grows from the ground, fruits, vegetables, things like that. The Rambam holds it's all chayv minat Torah. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. V'chol she'ein tchilaso oichol, but anything that in the beginning is not food, avol soifo oichol, but in the end it is. So for example, that's fruits, because fruits in the very beginning, while they grow, they're not edible, but only at the end when they ripen, that's when they become edible. Einu chayev ad she'ye also oichol. They're only chayev when they become food and they become edible, like the Rav says, because the Torah says, mizera ha'aretz mipriya eitz, from the fruit of the tree. So it's ad she'yigdol v'yase peri, until it becomes a fruit.